4 KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. At least 4 to 6 inches of snow has fallen on Columbia since Tuesday morning, and schools and city offices remain closed while snowplows work to keep the roads passable. The Columbia Public School District has its third consecutive snow cancellation, and the University of Missouri campus is closed for the second day in a row. Columbia Public Works issued a statement saying snowplows are moving into residential areas today and also maintaining first and second priority routes. Trash and recycling collection is canceled today, and city transit will not run. The National Weather Service has a winter storm warning in effect until noon today. You can find a complete list of closings and cancellations at kbia.org. But snow, bitter cold, and high winds are not enough for a snow day at the Missouri Capitol. Hearings on budget proposals for education, mental health, public safety, and social services were called off Tuesday after snow blanketed Jefferson City. The House chief clerk also officially closed House operations at 1:30 p.m. Tuesday because of the weather. But the House and Senate both planned to be in session today. Lawmakers planned a full slate of hearings and testimony about legislation, at least from witnesses able to reach the capital city amid the high winds and falling temperatures expected to follow Tuesday's snowfall. The afternoon snow did not halt all of Tuesday's legislative activity. Two Senate committees met, and evening House hearings were still scheduled. The case of a Missouri death row inmate who accuses police of beating a false confession out of him was heard Tuesday by the state Supreme Court. Marshall Griffin tells us Reginald Clemens is seeking to have both his conviction and death sentence tossed out.
Clemens was one of four men convicted in the 1991 rape and murders of Julie and Robin Carey on the Chain of Rocks Bridge at St. Louis. A special judge appointed to look at the case contends that Clemens was coerced into confessing to the crimes and that the state suppressed that information at trial. Attorney Stephen Hawk, arguing for the state, says Clemens has failed to show that a new trial would have a different outcome.
The physical evidence from the scene of the crime is not affected at all by the suppression of the statement. Secondly, you have the statement by the co-defendant who described the events at the bridge that evening.
The state Supreme Court will rule on the case later. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Two musical giants.
A Missouri House committee has endorsed a proposed constitutional amendment aimed at giving lawmakers a check on the governor's budget power. The proposal by House Republican Todd Richardson would allow the legislature to override budget cuts made by the governor with a two-thirds vote. Currently, the governor can control the rate at which appropriations are spent and reduce spending when revenues are below the estimates upon which the budget is based. The House General Laws Committee endorsed the measure Tuesday following a hearing. If approved by both chambers, the constitutional amendment would go to a statewide vote. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon and the Republican-controlled legislature have been at odds in recent years over the governor's withholding of appropriated funds. Missouri's tax revenues were down in January, but remain on an overall pace that is a little ahead of the previous fiscal year. State financial figures released Tuesday show that Missouri's general revenues decreased by 9.5% in January compared with the same month a year ago. Although it marks the start of a new calendar year, January is actually the seventh month of Missouri's fiscal year. So far, Missouri's net general revenues are up 0.7% for the 2014 fiscal year when compared with the previous year. The state has recorded increases in both income and sales tax revenue, but those have been partially offset by an increase in tax refunds. The Missouri Supreme Court Tuesday heard arguments in the case of death row inmate Reginald Clemens, who claims St. Louis police beat a false confession out of him. Clemens is one of four men convicted in the 1991 rape and murders of Julie and Robin Carey on the Chain of Rocks Bridge. A special judge appointed to examine the case contends that Clemens' confession was coerced and that the state suppressed that information at trial. Attorney Joshua Levine represented Clemens before the High Court.
And the only question here is whether the court should adopt that finding or whether it can allow Mr. Clemens' conviction and death sentence to stand, even though that confession was central to the case against him.
Attorney Stephen Hawk, arguing for the state, contends that the physical evidence found at the crime scene still implicates Clemens, along with the testimony of trial witnesses. The Missouri Supreme Court will rule on the case at a later date. At least 4 to 6 inches of snow has fallen on Columbia since Tuesday morning, and schools and city offices remain closed while snowplows work to keep the roads passable. The Columbia Public School District has its third consecutive snow cancellation, and the University of Missouri campus is closed for the second day in a row. Columbia Public Works issued a statement saying snowplows are moving into residential areas today and also maintaining first and second priority routes. Trash and recycling collection is canceled today, and city transit will not run. The National Weather Service has a winter storm warning in effect until noon today. Missouri's lieutenant governor would be responsible for filling positions in state agencies and boards if the governor doesn't do so fast enough under legislation endorsed by the Senate. The proposed constitutional amendment would allow the lieutenant governor to nominate people for a government vacancy if 90 days elapse with no action by the governor. Missouri elects its governor and lieutenant governor separately. Senate Republicans have expressed frustration over the time taken by Democratic Governor Jay Nixon to fill government posts. The current lieutenant governor, Peter Kinder, is a Republican. Nixon has said it takes time to find the right people. The measure needs one more vote in the Senate before moving to the House. It would need to be approved by Missouri voters in November to take effect. Missouri's Attorney General is asking a federal judge to strike down a California law regulating the living conditions of chickens. The lawsuit takes aim at a California law barring the sale of eggs produced by hens kept in cages that don't meet California's size and space requirements. The California egg law is to take effect in 2015. Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster contends the California law violates the Interstate Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution by effectively imposing new requirements on out-of-state farmers. Koster says Missouri farmers sell about 540 million eggs annually in California and would have to spend about $120 million to remodel their chicken cages if they want to remain competitive. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.